No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
It is wonderful, I would imagine, to sing that magnificent song at the end of a victory. Consecutive weeks. Can't get too much better than that at a club that everyone knows what they're trying to do and the small steps are underway.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Obviously, you know, last week being our first win for the year was fantastic. And, you know, I think we had about 7 or 8 of us in the middle of the circle having our first shower at the club, which was, you know, something that we'll never forget. But, yeah, to finally get to belt those words out after, you know, what you'd say is a challenging first 4 weeks is really good. And, you know, obviously to have 2 in a row now is really special. And, you know, it's a great effort for the hard work that the boys have put in.
Sam, I just want to go on to that then. So you have a win and you're away from home. You're over in Perth. We had a caller on earlier on tonight sort of saying how, you know, it sometimes can be difficult to win coming back. What was the week like, just both physically and mentally, you know, getting yourself to make sure that you were actually ready to go?
Yeah, look, obviously going over to Perth, the longest road trip we've got in our game, and it is tough, but, you know, with the recovery process and, you know, the sports science and stuff involved in the game at the moment, it's generally pretty good to recover. You know, there was obviously a bigger focus on recovery, making sure everyone got themselves right to get up, because, you know, we knew it was going to be another big week. But, look, every team has to do it in the competition, and it's just one of those trips that you have to deal with. And obviously winning on the road's, you know, a good challenge. And, you know, to the boys' credit, we came away with a win. And, yeah, it was really exciting. But, no, look, it was just a normal week on the track, and obviously a little bit more focused towards the recovery. But, no, look, it was a great week.
Good effort as well. I mean, Cripsy's such a good player for you these days. He was terrific over there last week. You know, for him not to be able to come up, he's a bit of a bull in the middle of the ground for you. But I thought, in general, it was right across the board that boys stepped up.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Obviously, he's an outstanding player for us, and he's a big leader for our club as well. And, you know, obviously not to have him out there was a bit of a bummer. But, look, to the boys' credit, we had, you know, 22 contributors on the weekend, and, you know, to win games of the foot, did that. So everyone, you know, really stepped up, played their role. And, you know, like I said, we're going to need that week in, week out if we want to come away with the results that we want.
Now, I've been one that I must put up my hand and sort of say, you know, our job is just to analyse and do what we call it the way that we sort of see it. I thought Daisy was in all sorts of trouble going back, you know, maybe over the last 12 months, but I couldn't be more rapt to see him doing what he's doing. Looks like he's got the power back in his kicking. Looks like he's playing with a lot of confidence. And it wasn't just this week, the 3 goals last week. It's been coming for a while, you've been able to sort of see with his body.
Yeah, look, you know, look, I've only been there the last couple of months and obviously the start of this year. So from what I've seen, he's one of the most hardworking blokes I've come across. And just, you know, I think everyone knows Daisy's personality as well. He's just a champion fella. He's a great bloke to be around. And, you know, he always manages to put a smile on your face, win, lose or draw, which is fantastic. And you need those blokes around the club. But, yeah, look, it's no surprise to see him, you know, starting to play some consistent footy and starting to play some really good footy for us too. You know, look, everyone knows he's got the skill level, he's got the talent, and it was just for him about piecing it all together. And to his credit, he's, you know, fought through and he's played some really good footy in the last 2 weeks, which is exciting.
Andrew Phillips is coming along all right.
Yeah.
Clearly with Ruckman, it takes him a little bit of time, but what I like about him is he can actually get from A to B. He can get to the contest. I'd be interested to know, you know, what he's like sort of aerobically from that point of view or his athletic traits. And he will actually get after the ball at ground level as well for a big bloke.
Yeah, look, Big Chilli's been fantastic for us. He's, you know, he's a bit of a quiet lad around the club, but look, the boys love him. He's just a bit of an innocent bloke. But once he crosses that white line, he's really competitive. And like you said, His ability to get the contest to contest and, you know, take a grab as well is really exciting for us. He's only a young lad and, you know, he's only got a handful of games under his belt. So it's exciting to see what he can produce in the years to come. But, yeah, look, the boys love him. He's a bit of a presence around the club, Big Chilli.
So what, Chilli, obviously because of the hair?
The red hair.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
He couldn't escape that one.
I thought that would be the case. Now, are we ever going to get that helmet off Murph? Because puts the helmet on, you win over in Perth, decides to leave it on whether he needs it or not, and all of a sudden you get another victory. Gee, if you win next week, I don't think we'll ever drag it off him.
Nah, look, I think Murph thinks he looks pretty tough in it as well, so he might be leaving that on for a couple more weeks. But, look, I've actually got no idea with that one. He'd probably have it on. While we're winning, I think we'll leave it on, eh? How about that?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, did you see the X-Men movies? But you put the helmet on, the Marvel comics, and you turn into a bad guy. I could never imagine putting a helmet on and Mark Murphy being a bad guy.
I know, he's a bit innocent, Murph, isn't he? But, look, he's been good for us the last 2 weeks, obviously. So, like I said, maybe I'll cap time to keep wearing it for a while anyway.
I know this is a bleedingly obvious question, but you're at a second club, you're still at a young age, and it's a two-part question because there's a lot of people who watch a lot of footy, and I defer to Terry here, but we found it staggering that you moved on from Adelaide to Carlton, but more power to you. When you sort of knew that you were happy to make a move and come back to Victoria, what was your number one priority once you got to Carlton? What did you feel as if you had to do?
Look, obviously there's a number of things. But really, I just wanted to come in and, prove a point, I guess. I wanted to really come in and set the standards and just really try and work on what I needed to and put my head down and bum up and just, give everything absolutely 110%, which is something that I've, really strived to do anyway. But obviously, something that I've always been taught is you don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. So, like I said, I just wanted to put my head down, crack into everything and, really just try and help where I could and really improve as a footballer as well along the way.
Did you always see yourself as more a midfielder? Because it seemed like you almost got a little bit pigeonholed into that half-forward role. We know that North Melbourne, the two games, one here and one there, you kicked your five against them. But even back at the Sandford level, you're playing more midfield. How did all that roll out?
Yeah, look, I guess I've grown up playing midfield and coming through the junior ranks and under-18s as a midfielder. And Adelaide has an outstanding midfield. You know, you've got the likes of Dangerfield was there, Sloan, Thompson, Douglas, Van Berlo.
Yep.
Even Matty Wright was there. So, there's some great names and they're obviously your go-to midfielders. And I guess I was just happy to play my role and if that was on the half forward or on the wing or wherever it may be, so be it. Go on.
No, keep going. We were listening to you. I interrupted. My apologies.
That's all right. But, obviously to get some good midfield minutes here at Carlton has been fantastic. And it's, like I said, I've always wanted to be a midfielder and that's where I see myself playing my best footy. So, it's been great to come along and get to spend some time in there with the likes of, Gibbs, Murphy and Cripps.
Good stuff.
Now, just very quickly, Kieran Byrne. Just from the get-go, he looks like he can play the game. I know he's been there for a couple of years. Does he surprise everyone at the club?
Yeah, look, Kieran's a great one. He's just one of those personalities around the footy club that, everyone really gets a bit of a buzz off and he's always got a smile on his face from ear to ear. I think he's going to be something special. Obviously, he's only got a handful of games under his belt, but, just from the last couple of weeks, we've really seen what he can do. He's got a great burst of speed and, he's still working on a few things to his game and he's only going to get better with the time. And like I said, it's really exciting to see what's to come for Big Kieran.
Dream stuff, Carlton Collingwood, MCG, Peter McCallum Cup, Saturday afternoon.
Big day, big afternoon. Yeah. So, we've obviously had a good win on the weekend, but we've moved on now and we're really looking forward to the challenge to come Saturday afternoon. So, it'll be exciting.
Excellent stuff. One final question, and I asked this once. I don't think you're being set up. But I asked this one to Timmy Membury. We spoke to Tim earlier this evening. Plough and I are coming to Mildura, and you want to show off just to let everyone know that you do actually play AFL football up in Mildura. Do we go to the Doms, do we go to the Sandbar, or do we go to O'Malley's? And I know all three. So where are you more likely? By the way, two ladies and gentlemen, we've got Sam Carey just to spin a few discs in. Where are you spinning them in at?
I'm not going to ask how you know the three names of the
that's a fair call too.
I'll leave that for the imagination. But no, look, probably. Well, that's a tough one. I'll probably go with the Sandbar. It's a little bit more quieter than Dom's and O'Malley.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we'll go there, eh?
Yeah, good stuff. Continued good form. Lovely to have a ripping chat with you. And we know massive occasion. Both clubs, 60,000 plus Saturday afternoon. Well done on your form, Sam. Keep it going.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Tony.
You're a beauty, Sam Kerridge. From the Carlton Football Club.
He's doing a good job, Tony.
My word, he is. Be bound by blue. Sign up as a member for 2016. Call 1300 Carlton. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Sign up today. Let's go to the Chemist Warehouse replay for the big one of the weekend. Live large, train hard with INC sports supplements at Chemist Warehouse. They're WADA approved and tested. It's the complete nutrition range at the Chemist Warehouse. And tonight we've just been speaking, Carlton. The Chemist Warehouse replay is Dale Thomas back to his best at Carlton with a goal to start the game yesterday at the MCG.
He looks for Casbolt. Roving is Thomas from the pocket. Daisy! That's a nice way to start. And the body language very positive out there from the Blues. That was shades of the Dale Thomas of old.